The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Owen, to set the table here, you want us to change our formation. Not for you, this flirtation with what it is that we've had up to this point. You're saying, no, the baby must go out with the bathwater. One goal off the slap of the head of our centre-back, who's our, you know, most prolific goal scorer in the last two decades at this stage. And that's it. You've seen enough.
What I've actually seen is I've seen a load of Matt Doherty and Enda Stevens looking really good and looking brilliant in an attacking sense. And I want to see them further up the pitch. I don't want Matt Doherty to have to worry defensively as much as he currently has to do. The Slovakia opportunities that came last Thursday, a couple of them were from the fact that you've got a right back who has been instructed to get up the pitch. And while Matt Doherty looked brilliant, you will still have the concerns about him on his own at the right of a back four. I think that if we go to this long-told idea of a back three with Doherty and Stevens as your wing back, we will get an even better version of Doherty and Stevens. I think that this is 100% something worth trying out. I think it could be a great way to reintroduce Seamus Coleman back into the fold whenever he's fit again for Ireland. And of course, we have a host of other centre-backs that can play in there, not least Duffy, Egan, Kevin Long and Dara O'Shea. It makes perfect sense from that perspective. And I would also like to see if our midfield, if we take the Bulgaria and Finland examples, if our midfield looks as overrun or if that is as much of a problem when you do have three centre-backs or three defenders.
Are you not throwing Bulgaria and Finland out on the basis that nobody was fit?
Let's see. Let's see how much of it was down to fitness. Let's see how much of it was down to the fact that that James McCarthy was isolated in front of the defence and the defence thereby looked isolated themselves. I think this is something worth trying. I just think that, I'm not sure if the lads agree or not. I think as inverted right midfielder and left midfielder at times against Slovakia last week, Doherty and Stevens looked so good. This is about the positives that those guys are bringing, and we need them further up the pitch because they are two of our most important outlets and two of our players playing at the highest level with regards to our club players.
All right, the brief is Stephen Kenny's best 11. Stephen, let's start with you. Do you think the move to three at the back would represent an opportunity for us to have our best 11, his best 11?
I disagree, to be honest. I think we saw a move to 4-2-3-1 on Sunday against Wales, which we hadn't really seen in the previous three games because Stephen Kenny had gone with the 4-3-3. He was more inclined to use the 4-2-3-1 with the under-21 team. And I think that gives us the best way to use what we have. Like he did have full-back, say, in the shape of Leo Connor, really good right-back, who's currently with Tranmere Rovers on loan from Celtic. And he used to get forward quite a lot as the right fullback in that 4-2-3-1. So I don't think you have to, you know, drastically change formations just to get the best out of your fullbacks. It's all about how you use the other players on the pitch to protect the back four. So if you've got two good midfielders, like you would have had Connor Coventry and Josh Malumbi as the two deep midfielders seen in front of the back four, like if they're giving enough protection and you've got, you know, a communication between your full backs that if one guy goes forward, the other fella stays back in his half. So I don't think you have to drastically change the formation just to get the use of two of our best assets, which are Matt Doherty and Enda Stevens. And I really would urge people not to write Seamus Coleman off either, because he's been really unlucky to miss out on this camp. I know he's going to be 34 by the time he gets to the World Cup in Qatar. Fingers crossed we get to that World Cup in Qatar. But I think what some of the stuff Carlo Ancelotti has been saying about Seamus Coleman in the last couple of weeks should serve as a good reminder as to, you know, how valuable an asset someone like Seamus Coleman is. He's been in brilliant form for Everton this season. He's shown, again, some, like, you have to remember how much of a bad injury he came back from, that horrific leg break. And last season was a really difficult season for him. He only got back into it towards the end of last season. And this season, he's been brilliant under Ancelotti, and he has shown that good attacking play we know Seamus Coleman to do.
I think everybody agrees that he's back to something approximating his very best. Just Phil, on that last point, right, before we move on from this, given that Matt Doherty played centre-back at the weekend, we were always saying he would be the right-back in a... So three at the back, you move Coleman as one of those three centre-backs, which always seemed a little bit weird to me because, like, he's not really built to be a centre-back. Is there a possibility that your right wing-back is actually Seamus Coleman and that Matt Doherty plays alongside John Egan with Shane Duffy, And we've seen what John Egan can do strolling out with the ball. And that actually, that's not a bad idea to have Matt Doherty playing there as well.
Well, I think I would, if I don't agree with the three at the back, by the way, I would go 4-2-3-1. And I kind of thought, even going back to the Slovakia game, it was a 4-2-3-1.
If you look at it,
it was McCarthy and Howrahan was sitting in there with him, and Hendrick was.
And he made a point of explaining that to everybody in the pre-match. Yeah. Like, they've never played beside each other. They're definitely going to play.
And then obviously when McCarthy went off, Hendrick dropped deeper, and I actually thought Hendrick wasn't as effective the deeper he came. But going back to what you said, the Seamus Coleman, I would prefer, if you were playing three at the back, I would prefer him in the three because he's a better defender than Matt Doherty. I think the best example you can use is how Aspilicueta worked for Chelsea under Conte, where if you're a fullback, you're used to sweeping up for your centre-backs, and that's where Seamus Coleman would come in. And Matt Doherty, I think, as good as Seamus Coleman is, I think Matt Doherty, I think, is a better player going forward. And that's why I would prefer to have him as a right wing back if I was playing three at the back.
Okay, fair enough. But you're not.
I'm going 4-2-3-1 as well.
Okay. Vinnie Perth, just for to remind everybody, was on. He obviously knows Stephen Kenny unbelievably well, and he says that at some point he thinks he will try three at the back. You know, that there will be a period of experimentation after we get through, you know, obviously after we go through the Slovakia game now. We may well be in that period of experimentation. Obviously, you want everybody fit and available to do that. But that is coming down the line. So, Owen, you've been beaten. No need to lick your wounds too much. The two lads have seen what you've said and they've kicked your ass. So, Phil.
Would you not like to see it, no? Would you not like to just try it out and see what happens when you've got that?
And it could happen. And I think the Slovakia game is done now. Unfortunately, we don't have the final to look forward to. So this is where Stephen Kenny can experiment now. And I get there is pressure now because he hasn't got that first win that people are crying out to see results improve, because it's clear that you can see the change in style. And look, Stephen Kenny isn't trying to reinvent the wheel here. He's not trying to say that, you know, we're going to become like a team that just passes other teams off the pitch. He's just basically saying, look, we've players that can pass a ball. Like, we all played in football teams where we played against players or with players that were unbelievable and they never amounted to anything. So if you look, to think of what it takes to get to the Premier League or the Championship or the League of Ireland, you have to be a good player. We have those players. And for years we've been told, nah, we don't have the players. But Stephen Kenny's saying, we actually do. We can pass the ball. Shane Duffy, who was criticised for his performances against Bulgaria and Finland because he wasn't fit. But what was he doing the other day? Passing the ball out from the back. We can do it. It's going to take a bit of time. It takes a bit of confidence for the players in the team to actually buy into it. But they're excited by it because they're getting to showcase their skills. Why wouldn't they want to do it?
Can I just
He doesn't get much time to experiment, to be honest, lads, because as Phil just, you know, alluded to there, he still hasn't got a win yet. And the longer, you know, these matches go and Stephen Kenny hasn't got a win, the more pressure he's getting from the outside. And he really doesn't have time to experiment, you know. Like, I do think, as Phil, it's a good point Phil makes about him not, you know, he's not trying to revolutionise things here too much, you know. I don't know if anybody saw last night Stephen Finn, Futsal Finn on Twitter, who's very in the know on all things Irish football, tweeted some incredible stats from the last couple of games, just, you know, to show that there has been some improvements. We are the fourth best team in the Nations League with regards to pass completion, just behind Spain, Portugal and Belgium, 87% passes completed. And we've actually attempted and completed more passes in the first three Nations League games than we did in the whole Nations League under Martin O'Neill. So I think that kind of goes to show that what Stephen Kenny is doing is starting to bear fruit, even in these early stages. But I do think the longer he goes without a win, the more pressure he's going to get from the outside. We really hope he gets this, you know, win against Finland, because then maybe he can sort of start experimenting there, as you guys were mentioning.
And also as well, we can't write off where we are positionally in the Nations League table as well. We would have to fancy the chances that Ireland would have against Wales in the return leg as well, especially how bad they looked at the weekend. But just on what you're saying about Ireland's ability to pass the ball, and they have looked so much better under Stephen Kenny. The fact here, first of all, is that Stephen Kenny clearly should have got the job 12 months sooner than he did. If the experimentation had been happening at least at times during the campaign, then if we fell into a playoff, we would have known exactly what the best system was. Stephen Kenny would have been far more confident in his starting 11, and they would have had a better chance of winning a game like Bratislava. But water under the bridge. But just on the passing thing, I think running with the ball has been a huge facet of things as well. I'm not sure, was it just more space that was available to some of the players, especially last Thursday night in Bratislava. But those runs that Doherty was making in possession, that David McGoldrick was making from a deeper position in possession, I think are really important as well. And I think that if you just have a couple of your players in more advanced positions, when Doherty is running towards goal, obviously facing the play, this is a situation where he's lethal from. And I think that's why he was so good for Wolves. And I just think that just because we've got a good version of him in a four at the back doesn't mean that the five at the back version isn't going to be even better again. I accept it's been really good, and the four at the back has definitely proven to be I guess they've kept two clean sheets, so it has been successful on one front. But I just think that there is still another level to be taken from what those fullbacks can offer as wing backs, and I will leave it there on that one.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of it as well, Owen, is it's down to confidence and players. You know, I'm not saying that they're totally bereft of confidence at the moment, but I think it's just they're slowly building confidence under this new manager and under this new way of playing. Now, if we all recall the best bits of Matt Doherty playing for Wolves, it's there's two things. It's either Matt Doherty cutting in off the wing into the edge of the box and picking up a cross or something like that and having a shot on goal himself, or maybe sneaking in at the front post, back post to get a header. But also as well, Matt Doherty getting to a byline and hitting one of those little short passes into a six-yard box for somebody to latch onto. Now, that's all about players confident in getting into the box at the right time. And I think there's still that bit of that sense of players maybe afraid to make those runs along with Matt Doherty because they might get caught out on the break and that there's nobody there behind them to help out. So I think it's all part of just that confidence building under Stephen Kenny. And I think as well, the other major factor, I think, at the moment is set pieces. We know Stephen Kenny is a big believer in set pieces, something his Dundalk teams were really good with over the years and other League of Ireland teams he was in charge with. I think our set piece deliveries have been really poor, and our crossing as well. I know a lot of us were kind of exasperated listening to Mick McCarthy's commentary and going on about crosses all the time. But look, we're not saying we want to eliminate crosses altogether. They are still a part of the game, but they have to be good quality. And I just feel that sometimes Robbie Brady, Conor Hearan, I don't know what it is, they've just let us down a little bit slightly with regards to deliveries, either putting cross straight into the hands of keepers or too close to the goalkeeper, or else free kicks, corner kicks, just not, you know, giving our attacking players the opportunity to have a shot on goal. I think that really needs to improve a lot.
Big Mick kept going on about the save that Darren Randolph had made. Made that save against Gibraltar, a game which he was bragging about winning 1-0 against Gibraltar.
How did we win that game, Chair? With a cross. It was a cross. Now, I think another thing, you talked about confidence. It's also about players, when they get the ball and they give it to someone, making the run with the confidence to know that they'll get the ball back. And we're not scoring goals at the moment. We didn't score goals in the last campaign. But what we're trying to do is create patterns, create space that we have a formula on how to score goals, rather than put it in the box, it might hit off someone and it might drop to someone and you score. Yeah, it's great, but this, and that can still happen. You can still put a cross into the box and it ricochets and it works out for you. But we're trying to come up with a more consistent way of creating chances, and that will come with confidence. And then, you know, we see more consistent performances where we hold on to the ball, we create chances, players know their roles, and it's going to take time. I'm not, as I said, like there has been a few aspects so far that have disappointed, but I have been positive enough in what I've seen so far that, you know, there's definite signs. Like, say, for example, the Wales game, right? The Wales game the other day, you were mentioning the passes. So let's compare the two Nations League games at the Aviva. So the one under Martin O'Neill, where we lost 1-0, the Harry Wilson free kick, when Ireland attempted 417 passes in that game, 328 completed. The other day, 558 passes attempted, 467 completed. Now, we didn't score, but we didn't concede this time. I'm just saying, like, there is definite signs, and the icing on the cake, obviously, is when the goals come, because we can't turn to a young Robbie Keane. So we have to find other ways of scoring, and that's creating chances for other players.
Maybe we can turn to a young Troy Parrott. I don't know. I mean, look,
Aaron Connolly.
Yeah, or I actually think it's a bit weird that Obafemi, when we can't score goals, isn't somewhere in training, sticking them in, going, come on, this is what you do, lads. Like, maybe he's not the answer, but at least give yourself the opportunity to see if he's the answer or not. I know he knows him really well, but look, maybe sometimes you know somebody in one environment, the environment changes for them and things change, and who knows? Look, we can come back to that. Phil, you're going to have to go on 2 minutes. What's your team?
Okay, so the team for... I'll give you my team for tomorrow night, because obviously it's been affected by COVID, but I'll stick with Randolph. I'll stick with that back four that started in Slovakia of Doherty, Duffy, Egan and Stevens. Then my two would be Malumbi and Cullen. I'd go Robinson, Hendrick, Connolly in behind Adam Eda. And then if
Malumbi and Cullen?
Yeah.
Right.
I think I'd like to see something different in there. Obviously, Malumbi was man of the match the other day, and I'd like to see another player who wants to get on the ball like Josh Cullen. And I wonder how things are going to work out from the fact that he's moved to Anderlecht. Is that going to work against him or not? But he's going to be playing in a more technical league, which will suit him.
Yeah.
And then if I was picking my team, say, at the moment, if he had his full hand, I'd stick with the same back four. I'd go Malumbi and McCarthy at the two. And I'd go Robinson, Hendrick, Connolly and McGoldrick.
Robinson, Hendrick, Connolly and McGoldrick. So 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, the Malumbi Cullen partnership is like...
That's tomorrow. That's just... Let's have a look at it.
Yeah, okay. So that's tomorrow. But Egan's not playing tomorrow because he's...
Egan's not playing tomorrow, yeah. So you're going to throw in another centre-half.
Dar O'Shea,
yeah.
That'd be a pretty exciting team. Steve-O, what's your team for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah, I'm going with Randolph and goal, Doherty right back, Duffy and O'Shea centre back. I've seen O'Shea in a couple of games for West Brom this season. He's I know they're getting beaten a fair bit, but he's gaining experience and he does look out of his depth. And then Enda Stevens on the left. I'd stick with Malumbi and McCarthy as the because I think we need a win tomorrow, and I'm still sticking out as best a team as I can. I do like Josh Cullen. I'd like him to come on at some stage. Then I'd go with three behind Adam Eda up front, and I'd have Hendrick on the right. I'd go Robbie Brady as the number 10 and Aaron Connolly as the left midfielder. That's what I go for Finland tomorrow.
And what's your best Ireland team? What's the change?
Best Ireland team? I don't think there's a huge amount of change. I would actually put Coleman in at right back instead of Doherty. I'd have Egan, obviously, with Duffy in the centre and Stevens as left back. I'd stick with Malumbi and McCarthy. I do think James McCarthy, I found when he was playing in the three midfield, I found he got isolated a little bit. I think if he's playing in there and builds up a partnership with Malumbi, a bit like the way he has with James McCarthy or Crystal Palace, I think he can be a lot better there.
And then, can I hold you for a second? Because I've got to get Phil out. Who's in your best team? What's the difference?
Well, obviously, I've gone for Doherty instead of Coleman, and I've gone for Robinson, Hendrick, and Connolly behind McGoldrick. Obviously, we know McGoldrick is going to withdraw from that, and he's going to play deep at times. But that gives you the chance for Robinson and Connolly to find that space in behind. And they're two players that like to play centrally as well. And I've seen a bit from Hendrick over the last few games to suggest that it's amazing that people almost write off certain players that when Stephen Kenny comes in, that's the end of them. But no, Stephen Kenny can improve these players, that Jeff Hendrick can look like the player that we thought he was going to be at the Euros in 2016 when he plays in a team that has more options, more space for him to run into. Like, there's a reason he's playing in the Premier League week in, week out. As I said, if you are playing to that level every week, you definitely have to have something about you.
And keeping your place when there's other players there. So your two are, who are your two in your best team?
I'm going Malumbi and McCarthy.
Right, okay. Phil, good stuff. Thanks for that. Sorry, Steve, I'll go on ahead. Go back to...
I'm going to stick with Coleman. I understand what everybody's saying about Matt Doherty. I thought it was quite interesting the way he left out at Manchester United. They went for Serge Aurier instead. It was a really good attacking right back. I know, you know, obviously Matt Doherty had played a lot of games at that stage and he perhaps just wanted to rest him. But I would go with Coleman, and not just for what he can do on the pitch, but just for, he's just such an inspirational character, I think, both in the dressing room and for supporters as well. So it's the back four of Coleman, Duffy, Egan and Stevens. I stick with McCarthy and Malumbi for the time being, although I do think there's a lot of central midfielders coming through there that are going to give McCarthy a competition for his place. Josh Cullen, Jason Knight, who's back in with the, or who's in with the senior squad now, and of course Connor Coventry, who's still to come through as well. So Malumbi and McCarthy is the double pivot, shall we say. Then on the right, I'm going to stick with Callum Robinson. On the left, Aaron Connolly. And then the number 10, I'm going to go with Jeff Hendrick. And then Dave McGoldrick up front. I just think it's interesting what Phil was saying about Jeff Hendrick. You know, I know he's been much maligned over the last number of years since that famous game against Sweden at the Euros. People seem to think that that was his greatest game for Ireland. He hasn't got to those heights since. And I just wonder, was he stifled by the managers he was playing under for Ireland? As Phil said, he's a regular Premier League
And a Burnley, now, in fairness.
At Newcastle. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he played a lot of different roles at Burnley. That's what Dyche said. Like, he didn't always get the credit he deserved, but we asked him to do a lot of different things, so you didn't really get to see him nail down
one
specific spot.
And I just think he just seems to be thriving under this kind of style of play with Stephen Kenny. He seems to really enjoy it. And there was times we saw him against Slovakia and Wales where he's on the edge of the box in tight spaces, and he's involved these real intricate passing moves. And I think he's just really enjoying himself. And that's what players are enjoying themselves, they're going to play better, you know. And I think we need to have a bit of faith in Jeff Hendrick, stick with him for the time being. And look, he looks like a damn good footballer as well, the headband, the long hair. He looks like he should be playing for AC Milan, shouldn't he?
That's the dream move. Owen, what's the difference between Steve-O's team and Phil's team and your team?
Oh, the dream team obviously is a change of formation here. Obviously, I've given you my five at the back. And it's probably when you go for that, if I want to be a little bit more conservative to, I guess, allow you to accept my five at the back, you'd probably go for a midfield two of McCarthy and Harahan. Although I would love to see Malumbi and Harahan together at some point. You've got Robinson and Connolly up front for me, absolutely no question. And then the question is, who is between them or who is behind them? I think you stick David McGoldrick in between them, even though you're only playing a midfield two with a five at the back. It may seem stupidly attacking. You may not get what you're getting going back from Jeff Hendrick. But look back at what happened on Thursday night. Dave McGoldrick in that role was sensational. And there was definitely an air of the Richard Dunn in Moscow about Dave McGoldrick last Thursday night. It was just such a heroic performance that you fear might be a one-off. Like, you expect good things again.
No, I think he's done that whenever he's played for us. And it's a real pity that we haven't had this for the last decades. Like, he could have been a brilliant partner for Robbie Keane for ages. Yeah. But sure, look, I guess a lot of stuff got in the way of that. At 9:59, that's pretty much all we've got time for. My thanks to Steve-O and to Phil for giving us their Ireland teams, their best Ireland team for the game tomorrow night. We'd love to hear from you as well. 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number. Our mystery voice, we have a big prize to give away all week here on OTBAM, with thanks to Expert Electrical, who've just launched their new look website, expert.ie. Get on to expert.ie for all your Christmas presents, and you can check out details of their 67 stores nationwide. Our €200 voucher for their online store today. All you had to do was guess our mystery voice correctly.
Yeah, look, I played centre back a lot when I was growing up. I feel really comfortable there. I was quite happy when they said I was going centre-back.
Who was it, Owen?
Oh, Matt Doherty.
You knew straight away?
Ireland's new right wing-back, yeah.
That was Matt Doherty. Huge congrats to Shane O'Mahony, who answered correctly this morning on our WhatsApp channel. That's 0879 180 180. We'll give you another chance to win tomorrow. You'll have to tune into OTBAM and guess our mystery voice between 7:30 and 10 tomorrow to be with a chance to win the €200 voucher for Expert Electrical. Good man yourself, Shane, and you're going to be picking up that. We'll send it to you and get in touch with you after the show this morning for details. You can find details of your local Expert Electrical store or shop online at expert.ie.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.